USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick died of natural causes stemming from two strokes a day after the January 6th Capitol breach, the D.C. Medical Examiner's Office confirmed on Monday, ending speculation he was beaten to death by pro-Trump rioters. The Medical Examiner also saying he did not suffer an allergic reaction after being sprayed with a chemical irritant as he was engaging people breaching the Capitol. Then Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen stated on January 8th falsely that the officer died of injuries he suffered defending the U.S. Capitol. The jury now controls the fate of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Closing arguments in the three-week trial ending a long Monday for the jurors, who will now be sequestered at a hotel until they come to a verdict. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Former President Donald Trump is continuing to criticize Joe Biden over his immigration policies. Trump sitting down for his first on-camera interview since he left the White House with Fox News, adding,
"It's a horrible situation, could destroy our country. People are pouring in, but you'll see something as the months go by like you've never seen before. Already it's like you've never seen before. There's never been anything like what's happened at our border. And people are coming in by the tens of thousands. They're walking in. All he had to do was leave it alone."
President Biden talking infrastructure at the White House with Democrats and Republicans.
"I am prepared to compromise, prepared to see what we can do when we get together on it."
This is the second time President Biden has met with Democrats and Republicans at the White House regarding infrastructure. Many Republicans are balking at the price tag of over $2.2 trillion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The death toll to a boat that sunk off the coast of Louisiana is now up to 5. Coast Guard Captain Will Watson saying they're making a tough decision to call off the search.
"This does not mean that the case is closed. At any time, we might receive new information that would compel us to resume the search."
The Coast Guard has searched more than 9,000 square nautical miles. 8 crew members remain missing. The case is now in the hands of the NTSB, which will look into what caused the boat to capsize last week. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg. President Joe Biden is referring to the situation at the southern border as a crisis for the first time over the weekend. Biden making his comments to reporters after playing golf this Sunday.
"Crisis evident up on the border with young people.
A crisis or not a crisis, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tries to clarify on Monday.
"Guilt that children coming to our border seeking refuge from violence, economic hardships, and other dire circumstances is a crisis. He does feel that the crisis in Central America, the dire circumstances that many are fleeing from, that is a situation we need to spend our time, our effort on, and we need to address it if we're going to prevent more of an influx of migrants from coming in years to come."
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.